asthma. It's normal in Auckland.
It's a room of one's own with Auckland renters advocate Celine on 95 BFM.
Morena Celine.
Kia ora, Rachel.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, I'm excited.
I am also excited. We better explain what a room of one's own is to the listeners. We have talked about it a little bit this morning, so if people have been tuned in, they'll know what it's all about. But it is basically our tenancy segment that's going to go week on, week off with Justine and our union segment, of course. Kind of two things that do tend to go hand in hand a little bit in life, renting and union rights as well. It is a bit of a tricky time in New Zealand for renting, for housing, all of that stuff. What's your background in renting and in advocacy?
Well, I guess I'm an Auckland renter, which is one thing to say, quite an experience of its own. But I'm basically like an urban geographer. So I study cities and I'm trying to write, involved in academia, but during last year, I really realised I wanted to do something outside of kind of my little weird writing tower.
Mm-hmm.
And I got more involved with thinking about different spaces in which I could do that. And Renters United was a group that I became involved with, and just generally looking at housing issues in kind of a advocacy space as well. Mm-hmm. So that's, we were chatting as well and thought this is definitely such a tricky space that we need more voices there, right?
Yeah, we absolutely do. So we've got a few texts that have come in from people that are around questions about renting, questions about tenancy rights. We'll get stuck into those in just a second. But if you're listening at home and you think, yeah, I have got questions, I have some weird things that my property manager's been doing and I don't know if it's legal, then you can send them into 5395 during the segment or at any time, and we will put them to Celine. And you'll do your best to answer them or direct people to the you know, further information spots as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So I will be learning as you are all learning, and we're all trying to deal with how difficult this situation is for renters, how tricky it is to find your way in there. So I am giving my opinion, so I would listen to me, but then I would call tenancy services. So please don't take my word for gospel. I'll get better each week, I'm sure.
Excellent. Well, our first question is one from someone who said, I've got a fixed term contract. It's ending on my flat in a month. The same group of us are keen to sign on again, but the landlord has told us there will be a $150 rent increase for the new term because the insulation has been fixed to meet the government's healthy home standards. Is that reasonable or even allowed?
Okay, so that's tricky, because what I think that is that a rent increase to do with healthy homes is discouraged,
mm-hmm.
but in the way where I do not believe there's actually much you can do about it in that sense. So in terms of rent increases, which has really become more of part of the conversation lately, and a lot of the work that's being done around trying to have more rent controls, I believe that they can do that.
Okay.
And your only real objection is if either it causes you significant hardship, you can go to the tribunal, I believe. So if it's really impossible to pay that.
Yeah.
Or, so the landlord can, they can basically change the rent only once a year,
mm-hmm.
but by whatever amount they wish.
Okay, right.
And they can also argue it's because of them experiencing financial hardship or having improved the quality of the housing stock. So they might argue that's the case. So again, it's one of those, like, I don't really have an answer.
It's up to interpretation of it, eh?
Everything is up to interpretation in this space. So I would say, I would hope not, but maybe look at what the market rent is in your area too.
Yeah.
Because it's not supposed to be above market rent, but what that is set by land.
That's actually quite a good question in and of itself. If people want to look up market rent for their property that they're living in, for the area that they're living in, how do you actually do that?
Yeah, so you can absolutely do that on Tenancy Services, their website online. I was literally just checking, and my house is quite high up in that little quartile, that higher than I thought.
Ooh.
So you can look up any suburb in New Zealand and look at the number of bonds that have been lodged for that area, so
right.
how many renters there are, and then kind of the average, because the argument is that your rent isn't allowed to be way above market rent.
Okay.
But then who's setting market rent is landlord class, basically.
Yeah. Crikey, all right. So that's a grey area, that one. We've got a text from someone who said, My landlord has a guy who does repairs on the property and other properties they own, we have gathered. People know who their landlords are. This is the thing. We know when people own multiple properties. He stores his tools in the garage at our flat. This is the repairs guy. When we signed the contract, we knew that he would sometimes need access to the garage, but it's become really often, sometimes twice a day, at least three times a week minimum.
Twice a day?
Yeah. And he never gives us notice via text when he's coming. We've raised this issue with the landlord, but he says because it was in our contract, it's reasonable. Feels extremely unreasonable. Lots of exclamation marks.
Yeah, two times a day seems extremely unreasonable. So with that, I would say that when you've signed a tenancy agreement, the Residential Tenancies Act, so if you've signed something that says we're going to allow this person to come into our garage at any point, if that in any way is detrimental to you beyond what you're meant to have in the Residential Tenancies Act, like beyond what tenants are meant to have as support,
okay,
that is kind of regards of what you can't sign away your rights, mm-hmm, in your tenancy agreement. So if you look at the RTA, that will still have basic rights, which may say that that's not legitimate.
Okay.
So the landlord can sign away their some of their protections within a tenancy agreement, but the tenant cannot. The other thing is that it's a tricky thing because you're allowed, tenants are allowed to have this kind of quiet enjoyment. So, mm-hmm, that's often what you have to argue about. Is that disrupting the quiet enjoyment of your property? Because landlords are allowed to be on your property, mm-hmm, not in your house. So they can kind of, they have to give you warning when they're going to enter your home.
Yep.
They can be on your lawn whenever they like.
I really had that during lockdown. My landlord would just come onto the property and
in
I was
lockdown,
like, it's level four, like, get out. I'd just be peering out the window, like, glaring at him.
With your plague crosses, like, go away.
And the only thing you can do about it is argue that it's disrupting your quiet enjoyment. So, again, there's a few tricky things to look at there, but I would talk to a specialist, but that's kind of what I would be thinking.
Okay, sounds like you might have some wiggle room there. Our last one, actually, we've got a few in, but I think our last one we've probably got time for this morning is from someone who said, found out recently that the electrician who fixes stuff in our building permanently has a key to our apartment so he can let himself in if a job needs to be done. The landlord's given him the key and we live in a big apartment building. Feel really uncomfortable about this. Is this legal or not?
Yeah, I understand why you would feel uncomfortable. I have thought about this a bit and I don't think the key comes into it. I think it's more about whether they're entering without your knowledge.
Right.
So you... there's a whole list of times that you have to be told when certain things are being done. So you need to be given warning. You need to have agreed that they're going to enter your home. So if they're doing anything outside of that,
mm-hmm,
and using that key in a certain way to disrupt those like rules and privileges, then absolutely that is not allowed. But it's a little bit trickier in terms of that them letting themselves in, I think. I'm not totally sure on that one.
Yeah, that is a tricky one. So maybe the argument is like, okay, if they can have a key, maybe. If that's something that someone feels really uncomfortable about, do you think that they have at least grounds to have a chat to their property manager or their landlord about that?
I would say you do, and I don't know how the law would support you in that way. But again, you could potentially argue quiet enjoyment, the idea that they might come at any point. You want to be the person physically letting them in. If you've never... The only reason they can let landlords can let themselves in is if you're like behind on rent by a certain amount or you're... you've kind of been disagreeing with the times they're coming over in a over-the-top way and they've taken it to the tribunal. So if you've been letting people come in when they want and been really
agreeable, I guess.
Then I can't see why that would be necessary.
Do we have time for one more quick one?
Yeah, I reckon we do. Go on then.
One's come in that says, my water bill is supposed to come from my rental manager. I haven't received it for over a year and suddenly got hit with an $800 bill.
Oh my God. Caitlin just walked past going, ugh.
Ay-ay-ay.
That is horrifying. And I don't have any idea what you would be able to do about that because they are, if you're paying for water, if water is something that's paid for, in the region of New Zealand that you're in, if you're on like a formal water system, then it is something that you have to pay for. But I can see how that would be so... If you haven't noticed that it's...
Well, if your property manager's not told you...
It hasn't passed it on, absolutely. Yeah. So I would say...
surely you can complain
about
that.
Yeah, absolutely. I would not be paying that. I would be following that one up.
I would say definitely give tenancy services a ring on that
100%.
One.
100%. That sounds like a serious issue.
Surely at the very minimum, you'd be able to work out a payment plan for that because paying $800 up front is not good, eh? No way.
No, you can't be expected to do that. No way.
We have got a few other texts that we just haven't got time to get to this morning, but if you have sent in a message, don't worry, we will ask Celine next week.
I will compile them into a...
They will not get lost.
And I'll do some proper research too.
Celine, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on for our very first Room of One's Own today.
Thank you so much.
Looking forward to future ones. We'll talk to you in a fortnight. Justine will be back next week with Union Chat. So if you have got any burning questions for either union stuff or tenancy stuff, send them through to 5395 and we will ask the pair of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
A plague on both your investment houses.
That was a Room of One's Own with Auckland renters advocate, Celine.